תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, thank you for bringing us all together to the morning lesson. Make us all into one, and make this morning lesson a time of realizing the Arvut between us. Amen. Loud and clear. Please, Rav.
Yes, it is a very special article. And in general, all of these articles that speak about the foundation of our approach towards reality, creation, the creator, and the group, they are very general articles. And include our whole correct attitude, which we should attain. And in it, we will already reach the purpose of creation. So let us read and see what we can add to it. From our heart.
The article, What is the main deficiency for which one should pray? From Rabash. It is known that creation is called deficiency. This is why it is called existence from absence. Man was created with full of deficiencies. Therefore, for man to succeed in the work, when he is going to satisfy his deficiencies, he must first know what is the main deficiency in which he should give preference over all his deficiencies. And since there are spiritual deficiencies and corporeal deficiencies, we must first clarify which we defined as spiritual and which we defined as corporeal. In the essay preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, it is written, Now you can understand the real difference between spirituality and corporeality. Because anything that contains a complete desire to receive, in all its discernments, which is Bchinah Dalet, is considered corporeal. This is what exists in all the elements of reality before us in this world. Conversely, anything above this great measure of desire to receive is considered spirituality. It follows that corporeality means that which relates to satisfying our will to receive. Thus, everything that one does for one's own benefit is called corporeality. And what he does to benefit the Creator is called spirituality. It's therefore clear that we do not need to create the kli for corporeality, meaning the desire to satisfy the self-gratification. A kli of wanting to receive in order to receive, since the Creator gave us such vessels at the onset of creation. As it is known that the thought of creation, which is called his desire to do good to his creations, created the will to receive existence from absence. That we should want to crave to receive delight and pleasure. Also, the Creator satisfies that kli as he wishes. Thus, we do not need to ask for vessels of reception. Therefore, the prayer we give for corporeality is only for the filling, meaning that the Creator will satisfy everything we feel we need, since the sensation of lack is what makes us suffer. And the suffering we feel are the reason that we do everything we can to satisfy our wishes. This is not so when we need to pray for spirituality, that the Creator will satisfy our deficiencies, since the lack for spirituality was the reason for the prayer, that the Creator will grant our wishes, since we are suffering because our deficiency has not been fulfilled, as this deficiency has yet to be born in us, meaning the lack to satisfy the kli called the vessel of bestowal, which is the difference between spirituality and corporeality. The corporeal kli is called vessel of reception, and it wants to satisfy its self-gratification. A spiritual vessel is called a vessel that wants to satisfy the benefit of the Creator, contrary to one's own benefit. This vessel is absent in the nature of creation, since by nature, man is born only with only a kli for self-gratification. The reason we say to our bodies that we must work to benefit the Creator is that it does not understand what is being said to it, as it cannot grasp, not considering its own benefit, and thinking all day about benefiting the Creator. It is especially so when it hears that he would relinquish pleasures that pertain to self-love in favor of benefiting the Creator. This thing is so foreign to the body that when it hears that one should work only in order to bestow, that it immediately becomes a smart aleck and asks, I would like to know if you see other people walking in this line for whom you, too, want to do the same. True, I would agree with you, but see for yourself how many people you see whose every thought in life is only to see to the benefit of the Creator and not their own. If we assume that you know that there are people who are walking on this line, how much time and effort did they put into having the ability to do everything only to bestow? And especially, how long should this take? A month? 2 months? A year? 2 years? And it becomes even more of a smart aleck and asks, did all those who invest time and effort achieve this degree of being above to aim all their works to bestow? With these words, they can divert a person from the work pertaining to the path of bestowal.
היוצא מכל הנעל.
It follows from all the above that concerning spirituality, called bringing contentment to one's maker, a person has no such deficiency. On the contrary, if he does get a thought that we should do something to bestow upon the Creator without any reward, all the body's thoughts and desires immediately protest and cry out, "Do not be a fool and an exception to go against the majority, who know that the reason that compels one to work is self-benefit." Only with this force he can engage in Torah and mitzvot. And although he knows that he should engage lishma, but there is a general answer to this, that he is keeping what our sages said. One should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, lo lishma, because from lo lishma, he will be rewarded with lishma. However, he should not be concerned with this, meaning to test if he has really come closer to lishma. Rather, he knows that the good is bound to come, meaning that he will certainly achieve lishma. So he does not need to think about the meaning of lishma, because he need not scrutinize the details of things he is not supposed to do. Rather, he lives like the majority. Therefore, there's a big difference between the prayer that one prays for corporeality and the prayer one prays for spirituality. For spirituality, one must first pray for the kli, meaning for a deficiency to feel pain and sorrow at not having this kli, called desire, meaning to crave to bring contentment to one's maker. It therefore follows that he needs not pray for satisfying the deficiency, as in corporeality, when he has a need and asks for the satisfaction of the need, since he still has no vessel of spirituality. Hence, when one comes to pray for spirituality, he must pray for the kli, that the Creator will give him a kli of wanting to bestow upon the Creator. Afterwards, when he has a kli that pertains to spirituality, he will be able to pray for the abundance to enter the spiritual kli. It follows from the above that the real deficiency for which one must pray to the Creator should be the vessel. This follows the rule, there is no light without a kli. And when he prays for a real deficiency that he is lacking, comes the granting of the prayer, when the Creator gives him a new kli. As it is written, "And I will remove the stony heart from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." I heard about this deficiency from Baal HaSulam, who said in the name of his teacher, the Admor from Pursov, about the verse, command Aaron. Rashi interprets, command means rushing promptly and for posterity. Rabbi Shimon said, the writing should rush primarily where the pockets are empty. He interpreted it to mean that pocket is a kli in which to put money. Usually, we exert and worry about getting money. And he said, one should be most concerned where the pockets are empty. Meaning, where there is no kli. It is as we explained that in spirituality, one need not pray that the Creator will give him abundance and lights. Rather, first, he must see that he has a kli, meaning a desire and craving to bestow upon the Creator. Since by nature, he wants only to receive and not to give. It follows that when one enters the holy work and wants to achieve completion, he must exert with all his might to obtain the desire to want to bring contentment to one's Maker. This is where one should focus all of one's prayers, that the Creator will help him and give him this new kli. He must say before him, Lord of the world, as you have given me when I first came into this world a kli, to only receive for my own sake, I now ask that you will give me a new kli, to have a desire only to bestow contentment upon you. We might ask, how can one pray to be given a kli called the desire to bestow, when we say that he does not need this kli because he does not feel that he will lack it? How then can one ask for something that one does not need? And although he sees that he does not have this vessel called the desire to bestow, but it does not mean that one needs everything that he does not have. As it is written about the upper Sfirot, that the Sfira of Bina, which is desire in mercy, although we learn that through the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, she departed from Rosh Avarichanpin, still it is regarded as though she did not depart from there. For although she has no chokhmah, it is not considered a deficiency because she does not need it. We see that something that one does not have is regarded as a lack precisely when he needs it. Moreover, one must feel pain at not having. That is, even when he feels he needs it, but is not tormented at not having it, it is still not considered a deficiency. Hence, how can one pray for something for which he has no deficiency? This is why one must think about the purpose of creation. Which is known as to do good to his creations. When one begins to criticize the good, which is among the creatures, meaning their delight in the world from the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants to give to them, yet he cannot find it among the creatures. It makes him realize that there must be a reason that denies the delight and pleasure from the creatures, and for which the upper abundance cannot be revealed, and why the purpose of creation cannot be completed. When he looks at himself, he says that everything he sees, that the creatures did not receive the abundance, must be because they are not observing Torah and mitzvot as one should observe the commandments of the King. It is as our sages said, the Creator wished to reward Israel, therefore he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. This means that through Torah and mitzvot, we can be rewarded with the delight and pleasure. However, the question is, why are we not observing the Torah and mitzvot as it is appropriate when serving the King? He says that it is because we lack the sensation of the importance of Torah and mitzvot. And that we lack the importance of the commander who commanded us to keep his Torah and mitzvot. At that time, a person comes to a resolution that only the Creator can correct this. That is, if he reveals to us a little bit of light of Torah and mitzvot, so that we may feel the pleasure in them, we will certainly be able to serve the King with our hearts and souls as it should be with those who feel the greatness of the King. Hence, for what should we pray to the Creator? To give some upper abundance. Then everyone will engage in Torah and mitzvot properly without any negligence. However, we see that the Holy Ari says that the Nukva was improper there, hence there was the breaking, the shattering. And the inner light, the Opnimi, interprets the words of the Ari that since the upper abundance should come into the Kli to receive the abundance in order to bestow, since the light was greater than the Kli was ready to receive, meaning that the Kli should receive light and precisely according to its ability to aim in order to bestow. And it should not aim to bestow with such a great light. The light had to enter the vessels whose desire is in order to receive. This is called klipa. It follows that the vessels broke, which means that in these vessels, should abundance come, it will all go to the outer ones, to the klipot. This is similar to saying that the kli was broken, so we do not place anything in it, because it will all spill out. Therefore, one must not pray to be given abundance from above, since it will all go to the outer ones. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him a vessel which is a desire and craving to bestow upon the Creator. And when he has this vessel, the upper abundance will appear to man, and he will feel the delight and pleasure that were in the thought of creation to do good to his creations. Therefore, we should ask the Creator for what we really need, which is a vessel of bestowal, and we need not pray for anything else. To pray for the filling of this vessel, meaning first to pray for a kli of bestowal. And what is the filling of a vessel of bestowal? It's the implementation of the act of bestowal, or what is it?
A kli, a vessel, is a lack, that he discovers the lack for the vessel of bestowal, that he wants to bestow but cannot. He doesn't have, from the side of creation, he doesn't have any basis for it, any foundation. Then he asks for it, that he will be able to bestow.
What's the purpose of the prayer?
The purpose of the prayer is to correct the person so that he will be similar to the Creator.
To correct
the will to receive in the person so that he will be similar to the Creator, similar to the Creator's desire to bestow.
The person who's asking?
Yes.
בבקשה. כן.
Yes, please.
עקבתי אחרי רבש, מה שהוא כותב, ואני רואה שהוא...
I followed Rabash and what he's writing, and I see that he kind of goes this kind of like cause and consequence in the request kind of thing. He says, on the filling, there's no point of asking in corporality, because you need to ask for the deficiency. The deficiency, you don't have what? Because you'll have, you know, suffering for that, so there's no deficiency for it. And the deficiencies, the sufferings you don't have, because you don't see that the purpose of creation can come to its perfection. And how will you see that? If you do Torah mitzvot, but you don't want to do Torah mitzvot, you have no deficiency for it, because you have no importance of the Torah mitzvot. And you have the importance of the Torah mitzvot, because you don't have importance of the commander of the commandments. And so here he kind of binds all of these, the filling of the vessels of bestowal to the importance of the commander. First of all, is that right, this cascade of the cause and consequence, what I'm saying here?
Yes, pretty much, yes.
And
then he puts everything on the side and says, okay, so just ask for the kli. But the whole article he spends telling you that you don't have a deficiency for a kli of bestowal. So...
So ask for it.
So could we skip all those stages and ask for the vessel of bestowal?
Yeah, why not?
Give me a vessel of bestowal like you have?
Yeah, the Creator can do it.
And what about all those?
You don't have a deficiency, you don't have the preparation for it. Just ask. Ask for it.
So now we're focusing on asking for a vessel of bestowal, or are we focusing on the importance of the one who commands and the Torah and mitzvot and the observing of those and the whole ladder?
No.
Just
Rav,
he emphasizes throughout the article that a person can ask for something that he has no lack for. He even says that you have to come to suffering from not having it. So how can he ask for a vessel of bestowal?
Well, we need to think about it. One has to regret not having it. And then bit by bit, one will discover that a deficiency to bestow does reach him.
And another question, when do we ask for the greatness of the Creator? Because he says that he kind of negates it. He says it's not worthwhile to ask for the greatness of the Creator because, and for him to illuminate, because he'll just go to the Klipot.
Yes, if the Creator right now, let's say, will be great in my eyes, then I will want him because he is great in my eyes. And then it turns out that the benefit is actually the opposite. That I want to get closer to the Creator because he's great.
It's like something very, very delicate here. So when do we ask for the greatness of the Creator?
For the purpose of correction. When you see that you need to perform certain actions, and these actions, you cannot carry them out without having the greatness of the Creator being felt in you as something that is necessary. The true lack. I feel it according to how I'm being drawn to the 10 and to our entire great world Kli. That I will be able to connect with them and feel that all of us, in our general desire, are yearning for the Creator, to bestow to Him and to discover in that, that He is bestowing to us. And in this way, to increase this lack to bestow to him, in order to discover how much he is bestowing to us. And more and more and more.
Yes.
Women, KW4, when we ask to feel the Creator as the good who does good, is that a request for a vessel of bestowal?
I don't know, because you are asking to discover the Creator, to feel Him as good and doing good. Well, what are you doing it for? Where does this desire come to you? What is the reason for such a desire to feel the Creator is good and doing good? That He is good and doing good, that you want to thank Him and without it you can't do it, that you want to resemble Him, or that you want to enjoy from that feeling that you have a great Creator and He's whole, and each time He fills you up.
Let's go 8. How should we come to the greatness of the Creator as an active deficiency in our work in the 10?
It's only through connection between us that we will all get closer between us and reach a state where we are able, where we are able to connect in order to bestow to Him. Which means that our will to receive that resists the connection between us will be for us as a measurement of how much we are able to go above it in order to bestow to the Creator.
Ken.
Yes.
תודה רב. מה זה למלא תועלת השם?
למלא תועלת השם זה נקרא.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to feel the benefit of the Creator?
עד שנעשים דבקים.
To feel the benefit of the Creator means to get closer to Him until we become adhered.
זה לא בטבע שלנו.
No, it's after all not in our nature. That's what he writes here. It's not in our nature.
So
what do I need to ask, Ashley?
Ask for adhesion.
What does it mean, adhesion?
To be like Him in all of our actions and thoughts and desires.
And how do I actually discover this from the connection with the friends in the tent?
Yes, exactly. You can get closer to that through the friends in your connection with them. That you also need to annul yourself towards them. And more and more to love them. Which means that besides annulment of your ego, you also need to develop a desire to bestow. And this is how you get closer to the friends. And that's it. And you become more and more similar to Him, to the Creator.
Meaning I need to exactly depict how the Creator is behaving with us, and that's how I have to behave with the friends?
Yes, but just so that it won't be a mistake, that it seems to you that the Creator is behaving this way and you're behaving that way, and the most important thing for us is nevertheless to be close. A heartfelt nearing in our will to receive, that we do want to be connected.
So actually the connection is a means to resemble.
Yes.
How do you work in practice on this new vessel here?
How do we practically build a new vessel? We build it inside of the society. When I come down from my requests to resemble the Creator to requests for connection between the friends. Truly so. It seems to me that this is less than having a grip on the Creator, but actually it is more, because we have an inverse relation between lights and vessels, an inverse relation between what I ask for, what I want, and what I reach. If I, well, suddenly I'm in loss of words. If I don't have, again, what did you ask?
How do we in practicality build a new vessel?
A
new vessel, we build it out of our feeling how much our desire changes. And if it were directed, to a connection with the friends, now it is more directed towards a connection with the Creator inside of the friends. I don't quite manage to say it the way.
How do we build this vessel?
By each and every day, we yearn. Each and every day, we yearn towards connection, which is higher and higher, so that the Creator will be felt in the connection in a more powerful manner. That inside of the connection, we will already talk not about the connection itself. But about the essence of the connection or the quality of. So, where is the. How do we make sure that the greatness of the Creator won't be a flaw, that it will be actually a correction?
Again,
what guards us? How do we monitor it so that the greatness of the Creator, which is revealed between the friends, will truly be a correction, a means, and not the goal? That we won't just enjoy it and that's it.
Well, that already depends on our intention of what we need. What we need to reveal the Creator for as great, as one who fills everything, who changes everything, prepares everything. It's all so that we will calibrate ourselves correctly to the Creator Himself through the results that we feel through Him.
So the preparation for, you know, what do you need the greatness of the Creator for? This is what will guard us?
Yes. We need the greatness of the Creator and to adhere to Him to the extent in which we reveal Him as not as the one.
Thank you, Rav. I feel every day more dependent on the 10, truly every moment. But also, I have a very strong feeling that I depend on the entire world, Kli.
Well,
so the corrected vessel that we ask for, is it the vessel of the 10 or the entire Kli that it should be connected?
Both this and that, but in practice, I have to first hold on to the 10.
And what has changed in this generation so that we depend on everyone? Seemingly, the 10 also depends on all of the other 10s.
It's not to that extent. That's not yet the end of correction, even though it's the final correction, the final generation, but we need to see what's happening with us. What is it that the Creator is demanding from us? What gives us the conditions within which we need to operate?
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
It says, and I will remove the stony heart from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. What is a heart of flesh?
And that's a heart that has the qualities of Bina in it, where the qualities of Bina awaken in it, in place of the.
I desire for it. So, first I want to ask, what does it mean that we build a vessel together?
We need to try and incorporate in all our desires that we feel in our vessel, in each and every friend, and all these desires we need to try and connect and see in them the general one root and the spiritual purpose as one, and to
Thank you, Rav. Rabash says here that we should ask for the vessel, for the deficiency, not for the filling. And he gives the example of asking for a purse instead of for the money. But it's very weird. Why can't I ask for a purse full of money? Why should I search for a cup in order to drink?
Because the filling we receive from the Creator and all our work is for the deficiency of that filling that we're going to receive from the Creator. Therefore, our entire work, all our prayers, are just for the wallet. And when you receive the wallet, you'll discover in that wallet, in that pocket, all that you need, as much as you need.
Correctly ask for it.
We only need to ask for the desire and nothing but that. All the rest, all the filling is in the light of Insof, in the abundance. If the desire will be correct, then he will be able to take out of it, to discover from the light of Insof that we're in, that part, that light, that illumination that will be revealed in us.
No, просто как правильно об этом желании попросить?
How to ask correctly for this desire?
This is what we're talking about all the time. It's going to desire the efforts in the connection with the friends, the deficiencies we discover. Each time we need to aim ourselves more and more correctly to the correct.
The
Creator discloses his bestowal clothed in the vessels, in our vessels. And therefore, we already feel what we're really missing together with receiving it from the Creator. That's how he teaches us.
Good morning, dear Rav. Alma arzulu ve ego ile yaratılan bir kişi nasıl kendi eksikliği?
How can a person who was created with only the will to receive and with his ego see his own lacks so he can come to the true prayer?
Again,
how can a person who was only created with a will to receive and with an ego discover his own flaws or his deficiencies in order to reach the true prayer? How will the ego not hide his own flaws? How can you reach a true prayer even though you're inside of the ego?
Gradually, slowly, slowly, a person discovers his attitudes towards the state that he's in. To the state that he needs to be in. As he has two forms of light that are operating upon him, that which he's in now and that which he needs to attain. And then in the gap between the two, he sees the gap between the desirable and what exists. And this is how he Yes.
Rav, what is the abundance that enters the vessels of bestowal?
The light of chasadim, or even in the illumination of light of chokhmah?
That's exactly what it's about. If we ask for the abundance, and we don't even know what it is, we don't even know what we're supposed to receive in a corrected vessel.
Yes,
is it correct to say that a person should not ask for the abundance because he simply doesn't know what it is?
He will receive it according to the degrees that he's climbing upon. He won't know until then.
Well, let's say we come to the lesson. We lack something. So it's not that we feel in our heart that the request from the Creator should be, give me the ability to love. That's not the first demand that appears in a person's heart. He doesn't pray for the vessel. So what is the right preparation so that we will always be with in a request for the vessel, for the ability to resemble the Creator, to have His qualities, to ask for His qualities, not what comes inside of it.
That what you just said right now is exactly the vessel.
So how should a 10 build itself so that it will always have in every friend the desire for that, for the vessel?
Only through the connection. What are we missing in order to become connected?
So that's the question we should always ask ourselves. What is it that we lack in order to be connected? And with that, I'm seemingly asking for the... Rabbi, I wanted to ask about the difference between resembling the Creator and connecting with the friends.
We can only become like the Creator to the extent and to the intensity of how we connect with the friends.
To resemble the Creator, is that a vessel or the filling? To resemble the Creator, is this a kli, a vessel, or a filling?
It's a vessel. It's a kli.
It's a vessel. So why should we ask for the connection with the friends instead of resembling the Creator?
It's the same thing. When I connect more and more to the friends, through that, I connect more and more to the Creator.
But your connection with the friends makes you similar to the Creator?
Yes. To the extent in which I pass through me the upper light to the friends, I become more in resembled to the Creator. I am more in resemblance with the Creator. That's what my spiritual degree is defined by.
So what vessel should you ask for?
I'm asking for the vessel to bestow to the friends. Because I won't ask to receive from the Creator, because I first need to incorporate from the desires of the friends. And by that, I raise man and ask the Creator to give me the filling so that I will be able to pass that filling to the friends.
So the actual creation of the vessel through the connection between the friends, that already makes us similar to the Creator?
Yes.
This is something that actually happens immediately, or this is another action that we have to do?
It could be one of many actions, but eventually it's on the way to the building of the vessel.
What does it mean to ask for a vessel of bestowal in the lesson while we're together?
If you are together, then it's probably okay already. So now you only have to worry about the filling.
And if we are not together?
And first you need to be together, so you have a vessel.
So this is what we need to speak about? This is what it means to ask for a vessel bestowal?
Yes, yes. First of all, a vessel of bestowal. First of all, a vessel for us cannot be not in bestowal, because otherwise what are you asking for? To receive? To receive is doesn't exist. If you want to realize yourself, you have to be incorporated with other desires, those of the friends, and ask for a vessel of bestowal, in bestowal upon each other. You where you complement each other in the group. Out of this, to the extent that you can come out of yourselves and complement the friend, you can come out of yourselves and turn to the Creator. This is your vessel of bestowal.
I hear friends asking and you answering.
Yes.
Part I understand, part I don't understand. What does it mean that I connect to the friends?
That you want to understand them, you want to live with them in connection, in heart and soul as much as possible. This is enough to advance with them. And bit by bit you will see in this more work, more manners, and this way you'll advance.
So this is the point where I ask of the Creator the vessel of bestowal. This is where I have to say, give me please the vessel of bestowal so I can include myself with a friend, incorporate with a friend.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Rav, גם במאמר אתמול וגם היום.
Rav, in the article yesterday and today, there is a point that he's repeating, and I wanted to clarify. Yesterday, he mentioned his mouth and his heart being aligned, being one, being equal. And here in the article, he says that it's up to a person to think of the purpose of creation, to do good to his creatures. And when a person begins to criticize the good that is in the creatures, he begins to find that. So I wanted to ask about the desired and the given. Do we also always need to return to that clarification?
If we want to see the Creator's actions as correct and good, then we have to scrutinize in what way we have to be connected in order to discover His relation toward us correctly.
And then the concern begins to be over the connection between us?
Yes.
And it can be tied to the fear of the Creator that we say that before love there is fear?
Other than the right connection between us, we don't need anything. You first have to direct yourself to bringing contentment through the friends and then to the Creator. And when it's clear to you that you are doing this, that you are capable of doing this, then you begin to do it.
Asia.
Clear, thank you.
Asia.
Toda. שאלה מהצוותים שמכינים את הכנס.
Thank you. A question from the teams organizing the Congress. With what deficiency do we enter the preparation for the Congress? And with what deficiency, with Creator's help, will we exit?
Well, I think you already heard about it from the organizers of the Congress. We are coming to the Congress with a desire for connection. And within the desire for connection, I have to discover new vessels. How should I put it? So each time, if people, let's say if my students hear me, then I can hear there are some who say, he didn't say anything, he also said it yesterday, the day before yesterday, a month ago, and a year ago, he's saying the same thing. And some people are impressed by every single lesson, because they feel in it something new. So it all depends on the person, on how much he feels that what happened yesterday and the day before yesterday and what there is today, each day brings us a new state, a new desire, and a new feeling. How to feel that we have the same deficiency? I think we need to try to feel it during the morning lesson each time, and during congresses, in all kinds of connections. Yes, we place a lot of importance on the ten, and on connection between the tens, not so much. It's because, for the time being, it can disrupt us. But soon, we will try to talk about this too. We will talk about this too. It's not simple. It is not simple to connect together between tens. It acts with resistance. To the extent that I connect between tens, I have to be afraid of doing it at the expense of the connection within the tens, right? So how do I maintain it? Let's say I have a ten, and within the ten I'm connected to all the friends, and I'm concerned about staying connected to them as one force, at one level, in one way, with everyone. And I check myself, am I relating to all the friends in my ten equally? Let's say that I somehow managed to connect to them in this way. And now, I'm talking about the connection between the tens. How? What about there? It's as if I have to begin the work in the ten all over again. How do I need to work with each and every friend? Previously, it was clear to me that we are connected in the ten as one man with one heart, as much as we can. And to every external ten, we related as to a foreign body. But now, what do I need to do? How should I connect to them? Strangeness, that foreignness that I felt in the connection between us, that alienation, that distance, I have to... What do I need to do with it? Right? That's the question. And if I perceived some distance there between the tens, one at the expense of the other, so now I have to work against that distance that I perceived, right? When I began to come closer into my ten and enter it, to that extent I felt all the other tens as contradictory, moving further away from me, right? And now we need to connect on the next level and third level. What do I do with all that distance that became one, that was formed, one at the expense of the other? You need to suggest.
Question.
Okay.
Why do we need to connect with another ten? Why is my ten not enough?
We need to come to an equal connection among everyone throughout the vessel of Adam HaRishon. We don't choose to do this or to do that. This is the problem before us. We have to do it. I can't leave my work midway and say only thus far. Because if the work is in order to bestow, then there is no boundary to it. No end.
אבל האם בתוך העשירייה, קטנה אפילו, אי אפשר לגלות את הכל? הרי החסים...
It is within the ten, even a small one, it's not possible to...
כל הזמן בתוך אותה עשירייה.
זה בתנאי שאתה מתחבר עם ידע.
This is on condition that you connect to the rest of the other tens, and then within your ten, you feel the results.
לעבוד עם כלי גדול יותר מהעשרה?
Can a person grasp more than 10 friends, work with more than 10? No, but he doesn't need to. Because if he connects correctly, he'll always feel the 10. So, in the end, it's in the boundary of my 10. No, not his 10, the boundaries of the 10. But then the 10 seems different. This is called as one man with one heart. I don't understand what is the difference between my personal 10 and the general world 10, let's say Yudnei Baruch. Where is this boundary? The boundary is in that you shift from one 10 to another. The boundary is that what was foreign to you before has now become close and connected to the state that you attained.
When do I work in my individual ten, and when do I work in the collective, in the general ten?
It depends on the degree. Just like we say, we have parts of Galgalta, Absag. So what's the difference? The difference is in the incorporation.
Now
in the lesson, I work with my individual 10, with the friends around my table, or at the virtual room, or with the entire world clique.
Both. Because if you don't work, then the Creator arranges it.
What does it mean both? What is the work here and what is the work there? And how do you even combine between the two?
This is our work, to all be connected with each other.
Where is my focus?
Your focus is on your ten. That's your original point.
And where is the work with the general 10?
What is the general 10?
All of Bnei Baruch.
All of Bnei Baruch. That's to the extent that you can be connected with them. Let's say soon there will be a Congress. And at the Congress, we have to be ready for the general connection. Certainly within our boundaries.
And in the general connection, where is my individual 10?
It is there within the general connection.
And I work in it in relation to the general 10, or is there no private 10, personal 10, and they already work with the collective?
No.
Yes.
And still, what should we be wary about in this general connection in the tens or through the world kli so that it doesn't hurt?
Don't let go of the reins
Let's say
you have horses that are pulling the cart, and we have to hold them and direct them, and not let go of the reins, because there's certainly someone who will take care of it in such a big society.
Out of the personal ten, or the reins, or are you saying the general ten?
In the general.
But you said to be careful in the connection in the general ten, lest it hurt or harm the connection of the private ten.
A person is built in such a way that he cannot see more than 10 details, 10 individuals. And therefore, we need to understand that we have to build the system that is concerned with every person having before him the sensation only of the ten, not his, or not something beyond the stars, but to have something that is accessible. Amit, because we're learning that the king is multiplied by the multitude of the people, and there is more people, there's more revelation of the Shekhinah, of the divinity. So, and I think that's the uniqueness of our organization, that we're not studying in a small group, but we're spreading all over the world with all the qualities of all the people. So because of it, it's not clear where is the concern that we have to have. What should we be careful about? If I have my personal ten, just like every friend here, it's on the path, it's strong, it's consistent, why not begin to bring into our work this entire spiritual movement that we are in, all the friends, the whole world, Kli.
We're getting closer to it. You see that whether we want to or not, we begin to talk about it more. We are coming closer to the Congress. All sorts of questions awaken in this regard. It's happening. Life is leading us. Yes? This is how it is. Article, the freedom. Please.
The freedom. Chavut, carved on the tablets. Do not pronounce it chavut, carved, but rather chavut, freedom, to show that they were liberated from the angel of death. These words need to be clarified, for how is the matter of acceptance of the Torah related to one's liberation from death? Furthermore, once they have attained an eternal body that cannot die, through the reception of the Torah, how did they lose it again? Can the eternal become absent? Freedom of will. To understand the sublime concept, freedom from the angel of death, we must first understand the concept of freedom as it is normally understood by all of humanity. It is a general view that freedom is deemed a natural law, which applies to all of life. Thus, we see that animals that fall into captivity die when we rob them of their freedom. This is a true testimony that providence does not accept the enslavement of any creature. It is with good reason that humanity has been struggling for the past several hundred years to obtain a certain measure of freedom of the individual. Yet this concept expressed in the word freedom remains unclear. And if we delve into the meaning of that word, there will be almost nothing left. For before you seek the freedom of the individual, you must assume that any individual, in and of himself, has that quality called freedom, meaning that one can act according to one's choice of one's own free will.
Clear what he's asking. He's asking, is a person in this world have the quality of freedom that he can aim himself to whatever action, to whatever desire, to whatever action that he wants in a free way, not aimed by the forces of nature or some external forces, some foreign forces. Yeah, but acts on his own free will. This is the question. So this is what he's going to clarify. The main thing for us is, are we free? But how can it be that we are free and nothing is acting upon us? Who feels that he is in such a way within the natural forces that obligate us to eat, to drink, to obligate our life within society, to get married, to bring kids, to care for them? Meaning that we here, in many aspects, in many forces that act upon us, in all sorts of ways, and without even asking us, that act upon us and we're being activated. Where is the line? Where is the line that these forces can let us go, leave us, and give us freedom? I don't understand. Even this question I cannot digest and attain. What do you think? If we delve deep into the actions of a person, we will get to a decision that everything he is doing is to escape death. Because at the end, it's clear that this is what is before us, before each and everyone. And this is why freedom from the angel of death will appear, or should appear, that it opens endless possibilities, life, etc.
Laws of nature.
So what is the freedom?
Within those laws of nature, it's a fact that each person feels like an individual that has freedom. Otherwise, he would die.
No, maybe it is a false sensation.
For sure, it's a false feeling, but
no.
It's as if we disconnect the discussion from what we attend. It's as if he came and told us, live as if there's none else besides him. Yes, let's say he would come to tell us, live according to the law, there's none else besides him. If there's none else besides him, then of course there is no freedom. But we don't live according to there's none else besides him. Kabbalists tell us to live according to what I perceive. So why is he lifting me to a perception of reality that doesn't exist, that I don't have freedom, while a person, even after he reads this article 100 times, still, as long as he is within his ego, he does feel as though he is free.
A lie?
On one hand, of course it's a lie. On the other hand, we do have to live according to...
So we're researching as scientists in regards with our life, and we want to decide, do we have freedom or don't we have freedom? Or is the freedom that we have is a very limited and false freedom, and that's how we live.
Practically speaking, what can I do with it? As long as I'm not in this perception of reality,
that I don't know, but first let's determine, am I in free will or no?
According to the perception of reality or according to the intellect, where I understand what Baruch Ram is writing? Intellectually, I understand what he's writing, that I have no freedom. And after I read the article, I'll agree with him, I have no freedom.
Yes.
But in my feeling and in the personal perception of reality, of course I have freedom.
So it's like a young child who is left alone. The parents went to a different room. And he's running around in the living room or in the kitchen, and he feels that he's free and he does whatever he wants. And in the meantime, the mom is looking at him from her hiding, and then the father and the grandmother, and to him he appears as if he's free.
Fine, but Kabbalists, they tell us, it's as if they would tell us, live in a reality of the end of correction. There's not us besides him. They don't tell us to live in this reality. They tell us to live in a reality where you're egoists and aspire to achieve correction between you, connection between you, and discover that there is not us besides him.
The Kabbalists recommend to us to reveal there is none else besides him, that all of reality is only the Creator, and for us to be able to attain it and live within it.
Good. So can I relate to this article as a recommendation? As if Baruch Sulam is telling me, try to reveal that you have no freedom. Try to find where you do have freedom. Is this his recommendation?
Yes, his recommendation is for us to find out that we are not in freedom and that our only freedom is to awaken above